T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After 38 months on the job, NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill is stepping down. He'll be replaced by the current Chief of Detectives, Dermot Shea.
At City Hall, WCBS reporter Peter Haskell. Peter, did James O'Neill say why he's leaving the NYPD?
O'Neill talked about the fact that he's going to another option in the private sector, which he did not identify. He just said it was something he couldn't pass up. But he talked about the stresses of the job, that it is all-consuming, 24/7, 365 days a year. He made it sound like it was something that you just can't let go of. And O'Neill, who listened with a stone face most of the time, became a little bit emotional when he talked about the responsibility, and he read the names of all of the cops who have died during his tenure as the top cop.
What do we know about the man who will replace Jimmy O'Neill, Dermot Shea?
Well, like O'Neill, Shea is a career NYPD cop. He started 28 years ago. He's worked his way up through the ranks. He gained more responsibility under former Commissioner Bill Bratton. He was involved in strategic planning, and then he became the Chief of Detectives, which put him in a key role in terms of CompStat and trying to figure out exactly how you use the pieces on the chessboard to continue to drive down crime.
Peter, what did Mayor de Blasio have to say today about the departing O'Neill and Shea, who is becoming commissioner?
The mayor was very complimentary. He called O'Neill a man of dignity, distinction, and decency, and talked about the efforts to use community policing to try to create stronger ties with those in the community. Dermot Shea, for his part, will try to do the same thing. The mayor says of Shea that he is the real deal. He's a truth teller. He's always going to give it to you straight in the way that it is. And the mayor stressed the importance of this community policing initiative and the fact that Shea will continue to work toward improving it.
Peter, thank you. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell at City Hall.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.